If you find yourself in the Richmond Hill neighborhood of Queens, New York, and happen to see a pet store that looks straight out of 1965, take a moment to duck inside. Among the wood paneling and the powerful smell of bird feed, you'll find what some say may be the oldest living fish in New York City. Vanessa Romo has a story.
There's the adage about New York that if you can make it there, you'll make it anywhere. Well, if that's true, there's a fish in Queens whose name ought to be up in lights. And that name is...
Butkus.
As in the football player Dick Butkus.
Because he was so big. That's how he got his name.
Steve Grubel owns the Cameo Pet Shop and has been working there for 46 years. And for all but three, he's had Butkus by his side.
I got him in 1967. I sold him in 1968, and I got him back at the end of 1970. When I came home from Vietnam.
So, not only is he huge, Butkus weighs in at about 15 pounds and is 22 inches long. He's also really old. As far as black pacus go, this fish is ancient. Already he's lived more than twice what the species normally do.
According to the books, they only live 20 years and he's 43 that I know of.
I know I stand in line until you...
To put it in perspective, this was the number one song in America the week Butkus was taking his first strokes.
And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me.
The world has changed in myriad remarkable ways since then. There was the moon landing, the fall of the Soviet Empire, Lady Gaga. Meanwhile, for Butkus, a silent underwater survivor of this great history, the view hasn't really changed. He's been living in the same 4-foot-long, 75-gallon tank for most of his life.
I did have a few people that were a little upset that he was in such a small tank, but he's been in there for 40 years. So if I change his environment now, he might not survive it. So,
the black pacu is related to the piranha and seems to have hit every ugly branch on the family tree. It's a homely fish with pointy teeth, and Butkus, in particular, has some problems. Over the years, his gills have become deformed, he's grown a hunchback, and he's developed glaucoma in his right eye, which, considering it decreases the chances of catching his reflection in the tank, might actually be a blessing. But ever a proud papa, Grubel brags.
Well, you know what it is? He's my barometer. People walk in the store and they look at the fish and they go, holy crap. Look at the size of that fish. People love him.
One of the people who loves him is 84-year-old Pat Polisano, a spry World War II veteran who's not quite 5 feet tall.
But cute. That's what the ladies in the senior center tell me. But now you have to understand what they all look like.
Polisano is Grubel's longtime friend. He, too, has been a fixture at the shop for 40 years and comes in around the same time every day just to chew the fat. His favorite thing about Butkus, to watch him eat.
I have watched him consume thousands of goldfish because I make it a point to remind him every time I come in, feed the beast.
It is a spectacle when Butkus is fed. Like any trained pet, he knows the routine.
Watch Butkus's reaction.
As soon as he sees Grubel walking down the aisle toward the tank, Butkus jams his face into the corner of the glass and starts swinging his tail back and forth like a dog. Grubel pours 20 unsuspecting goldfish into the tank, and a small crowd gathers around for the show.
There he goes. There he goes.
Butkus uses his mouth like a Dyson vacuum cleaner. He creates so much suction that he brings fish several inches away into his mouth. Within minutes, he slurped up and devoured 16 fish.
Now he's going to get them. He got three of them there.
This is the most excitement there's been in the store for weeks, says Grubel, which should tell you just how slow business has been. But however tight things get, one item in Cameo Pet Shop is strictly not for sale. So if somebody walked in here and wanted to buy him...
I wouldn't sell him. He's a member of the family now.
And this aquatic family member has another birthday coming up. On April 1st, Butkus turns 44 years young. For NPR News, I'm Vanessa Romo.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.